Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Welspun Enterprises Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Salil Bawa. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon and greetings to all of you. On behalf of Welspun Enterprises Limited, I welcome all of you to the company's Q3 and nine-month FY2024 earnings call. I apologize for any inconvenience caused because of rescheduling this call from yesterday to today. Along with me, I have with us today Mr. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director, Welspun Enterprises Limited. I also have Mr. Saurin Patel, MD at WMEPL, and Mr. Lalit Jain, CFO of Welspun Enterprises Limited. I have my colleague Siddharth Bhardwaj, who heads IR for Welspun Enterprises Limited. We hope you have had a chance to review the investor presentation that we filed with the exchanges a few days back. It is also available on the company's website. As mentioned during the discussion, we may be making references to this presentation. Please do review the safe harbor statement in the presentation. We'll start the forum with opening remarks by our leadership team, and then we'll open the floor for your questions. Once the call gets over, should you have any further queries that remain unanswered, post the earnings call, please feel free to reach out to any one of us. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to Sandeep Garg, Managing Director, Welspun Enterprises. Over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Welspun Enterprises Q3 and nine-month FY2024 results conference call. I would like to wish all the participants a prosperous 2024. First of all, let me apologize for rescheduling this call from yesterday to today due to totally uncontrollable circumstances, and acknowledge your understanding and appreciate your commitment to be with us at such a short notice. I'm both humbled and honored. Now, coming to the quarterly highlights, our standalone revenue from operations for Q3 FY2024 grew by 7% to rupees 584 crores as compared to rupees 542 crores in Q2 FY23. Q2 FY24. Apologies. We continued our profitable performance on the back of efficient execution across both transportation and water verticals. While we have grown sequentially, our revenue has dropped on a year-on-year basis. This revenue impact is largely due to a combination of unexpected weather-related stoppages in some of our key projects, work fronts not being available due to client or other foreseen reasons, as well as delays in availability of some key input materials. Having said this, our team across the transportation and water verticals are continuing their hard work to ensure we improve our execution run rate. Our efforts to overcome the hindrances will set the base for increased pace of execution in FY2025. Our financials will be discussed in detail by our CFO, Mr. Lalit Jain, but I want to highlight that on a standalone basis, we have reported EBITDA of rupees 122 crores, which is up by 58% year-on-year basis and 38% quarter-on-quarter basis. Our PBT is rupees 112 crores. Due to our unique business model, which is the asset-light model, This allows us almost 90% of the EBITDA to be converted to PBT. The company's profit after tax stands at rupees 78 crores. This unique model of asset light and its outcome will ensure we deliver consistent profits. I'm happy to inform that Michigan Engineers Private Limited has been renamed as Welspun Michigan Engineers Private Limited, and the process of integration with Welspun Word is on track. Mr. Soren Patel, MD of Welspun Michigan Engineers Private Limited, will also be giving an update on this call. Now, coming to some operational highlights on major projects for the concluded quarter. Our HAM project at Antasimaria has crossed two-thirds threshold, and we are confident of completion on or before time. I'm pleased to inform that we have received the long-awaited 124 crores COS in late December. I'm also happy to inform that we have completed about 85% of the bridge work. Most of the work balance on the project is related to road, which was held because of the COS not being available with us. Coming to the other HAM project, which is Satanathapuram Nagapattinam, it is on track for completion as per schedule, and we have completed approximately one-third of the project. As you are aware, that there was an issue about pond ash not being available for the project, which we have now finally recognized that we will not be able to get, and have accordingly made arrangements, alternate arrangements, to do the complete the work from the soil. We have accounted for this cost in our profitability. However, we have raised a claim against this with NHAI, which we have not accounted for. Coming to the only EPC work in road or transportation vertical, the Varanasi Aurangabad NH2 work, it is progressing well for its timely completion. I must mention that there is a non-availability of about 11 kilometers of work out of the 193 kilometers at this point in time, which is impacting our revenue recognition. Coming to our water vertical, our UP-JJM project in the state of UP under the State Water and Sanitation Mission is progressing well despite challenges of multi-location distributed work. And we have crossed the significant milestone of over 50% of threshold household connections. Coming to Dharavi work wastewater treatment facility in the city of Mumbai, we encountered some unexpected soil conditions which have led to do the additional work of shore piling. Now the project is fully up and work functional. We had to slow down the progress of this project due to the soil condition, but now we expect it to progress smoothly. Coming to the order book, the total order book at a standalone level as of 31st December 2024 stood at 8,500 crores, which includes 1,800 crores of O&M and asset replacement for MCGM STP project or Dharavi project. In addition, Welspun Michigan is also sitting on a healthy order book of about 1,700 crores. Mr. Soren Patel will detail about this during his address. We have renamed our road vertical, and now we call it transportation vertical. On future ordering within the transport vertical, we have seen a muted period in the last quarter. Having said this, we see promising road opportunities from NHAI and in the state of Maharashtra in the current quarter. We have placed 3 bids in the recent period, 2 in the transportation vertical and 1 in water vertical. This includes an exploratory bid for Mumbai Metro Line 12. We are also planning to bid for MSRDC projects in which we are pre-qualified and are due shortly. While we had expected awarding of some of these bids to conclude in the previous quarter, we remain hopeful of the same concluding in this financial year FY24. To sum up, we remain committed to taking on orders and meet our return expectation. We are confident to secure additional orders worth approximately 6,000 crores in both water and transportation verticals put together in this current financial year. During the quarter, we continued with our efforts for development of oil and gas fields blocks housed in the joint venture Adani Welspun Exploration Limited. Pleased to confirm that we have received the approval of the FDP for our B9 block and are currently in process of finalizing the EDP submission to the regulator for our block OSN 2005/2, or what we call Mumbai block. We are also parallelly working on the plan of evacuation and processing modalities of the hydrocarbon to be produced from these blocks. I would like to reiterate that in line with our prudent approach, we will commit future capital only upon clear visibility of commercial viability. To strengthen the organization, we are pleased to inform that we have elevated Mr. Asim Chakravarti as CEO of the transportation vertical. He is an old associate of Welspun World and of Welspun Enterprises. I am confident that under his leadership, the transportation vertical will further strengthen and contribute to the growth of company. As I conclude, I am delighted to share that Welspun Enterprises was bestowed with an award of excellence in road safety construction by Occupational Safety and Health India Awards for the year 2023 in the quarter gone by. Also, as a proof of our deep commitment, Welspun Enterprises won the India CSR Leadership Award 2023 for notable accomplishments in sports through Welspun Super Sports Women Program. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Saren Patel, MD, Welspun Michigan Engineers Private Limited. Over to you, Saren.
Thank you, Sandeep, and good afternoon, everyone. I am excited to address this forum as the MD of Welspun Michigan Engineers Private Limited for the first time. This name change is a reflection of our joint journey in seizing upon and executing the business opportunities we see ahead of us. I, on behalf of the Welspun Michigan team, assure you that we will be a value accretive partner to Welspun Enterprises Limited. We currently have 18 projects, which are spread across the micro-tunneling and segment tunneling, marine pumping station, rehabilitation of sewer lines, and some bridge construction. These combined projects give us an outstanding order book of over 1,710 crores, and approximately rupees 170 crores of operations and maintenance. This order book is largely executable over the next 36 months. I must add here that I'm not including close to rupees 75 crores of orders where Welspun Michigan is the lowest bidder. I would like to reiterate that we foresee vastly larger opportunities ahead. These opportunities are both from new geographies due to Welspun World's wide reach, as well as new initiatives that we are evaluating, such as working with newer technologies. We have been an engineering solution provider for urban infrastructure needs, which is a niche area, and we wish to operate in the specialized niche areas of tunneling and water rehabilitation projects on a much larger scale. Historically, we have been a very profitable company, and our EBITDA growth over the last 3 years has been a strong CAGR of 33%. In Q3 FY24, we have delivered rupees 102 crores of total income, with a reporting EBITDA of rupees 24.5 crores. Our EBITDA margin in Q3 FY24 is 24%, which continues from our H1 FY24 performance. PAT margin for the quarter is at 15%, which we look forward to expanding in the years to come. Our order pipeline is healthy, and we have identified projects worth 20,000 crores, which on a selective basis we will be bidding going forward. I would now like to share details on one of our key projects. This last quarter we have begun a pioneering project journey in the rehabilitation of 100-year-old stormwater arch drains of Mumbai City. This project of 14.5 kilometers is being executed using a state-of-the-art material called geopolymer, which is a sprayed-on structural lining. The project size is an estimated cost of 415 crores and duration is 36 months, excluding monsoons. We are in a joint venture and have a 50% share of the project. We have introduced this technology for the first time in India, hoping to showcase the established advantages of this, such as a longer product life of 50 years, while simultaneously projecting lesser footprint of work at the heavily trafficked sites, causing a much lesser disruption to traffic and disruption to business at a much faster application speed. Truly a no-dig application, one in which we specialize. As an engineering solution provider for urban infrastructure needs, we are always on the lookout for advanced technologies. And in this direction, we are engaging with global companies to bring in technologies which are both cost and time effective in the segments of tunneling and water in general. I shall be happy to share the details once the principles of association are agreed between the parties. With this, I will close my remarks and hand the line to Lalit Jain, CFO of Wellspun Enterprise Limited, for updates on financials. Thank you, and over to you, Lalit.
Good afternoon to everyone, and many thanks for being a part of this call. I'm sure you would have had an opportunity to review our financial numbers published. As Mr. Garg shared, we have continued our profitable performance that we delivered in the first half. At a standalone level, our revenue from operations for Q3 FY24 was at rupees 584 crore, and along with other income, our total income was at rupees 607 crores. We reported an EBITDA of rupees 122.1 crore, which worked out to a margin of 20.1%. Our EBITDA has grown by 58% year over year from rupees 77.4 crore in Q3 FY23. As you would have noticed, we have improved our EBITDA margin over same quarter last year and also over Q2 FY24. Our profit before tax is rupees 111.9 crore, which work out to 91% conversion of our EBITDA to PBT. This is predominantly because of our unique business model, which gives us the ability to retain a very large part of our EBITDA. I'm confident we will continue to scale our operation while being true to this successful model. I would like to give some color on our EBITDA margin. We have recognized a claim settlement which roughly add 200 bps to our margin. These margins are also as a result of our conservative accounting practice. As standard practice, we hold on to contingency till substantial project progress is not achieved. Accordingly, some increased cash can be seen in profit margin as the completion cost become clearer during project execution phase. We have already given a guidance in the past that will maintain reporting EBITDA margin in the range of 13 to 14%. Our other income has increased by 97% to rupees 23.3 crore from 11.8 crore in Q3 FY23. This is due to our income generated on current investment. Since we have repaid our debt in the first quarter of this year, finance costs have dropped to rupees 7.48 crore from rupees 19.89 crore in Q3 FY23. I do not anticipate an increase in interest expenses from these levels in near future. Our effective tax rate will be 25% in the normal course, but for this year, this quarter, it is close to 30% due to additional tax assessments liability. Our standalone profit after tax is rupees 77.58 crore, Q3 Please note, this is not comparable with Q3 FY23 numbers. There was an asset sale transaction we undertook with Axis Highway in December 2022, which resulted in exceptional income of rupees 467.8 crores. Our 9-month FY24 total income is 1887 CR and PAT is rupees 221 CR. Now coming to our consolidated numbers, this is the second quarter of consolidation of Michigan Engineers in the quarter. Thus, our revenue has increased by 2% to rupees 706.7 crore. With reporting EBITDA of rupees 173.5 crore, our PBT before exceptional income has registered growth of 131% at rupees 135.5 crore. Our consolidated PAT is at rupees 79.9 crore. I would like to mention that due to consolidation of Michigan Engineers as a subsidiary, the contribution of Michigan Engineers towards EBITDA is 25 crore. However, 49.9% of the Michigan PAT has been reversed due to minority interest. We have a strong balance sheet with net cash of rupees 906 crore as on 31st December 2023. The reduction of rupees 642 crore as compared to 31st March 2023 is on account of buyback worth rupees 289 crore, payout for MEPL acquisition of rupees 137 crore, followed by the equity investment of rupees 112 crore in ongoing project, and remaining amount used for the working capital. With this, we can open the forum for question answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets only while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohit from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, in the opening remarks, you made statements about some prospect orders. We are given to understand that MHAI is now turning back to POT toll projects, and there is almost like 350 billion tenders out for bidding. Welspun Enterprises as a company, will it be keen to explore more BOT toll projects, or will we continue to stick with the cash contract model?
So, as I've been maintaining, thank you for the question, very interesting question. As I've been maintaining, we are agnostic to the model of work that is available as long as our risk and revenue expectations are met. So, short answer to your question is that we are actively looking at the BOT toll projects. Right now, the model itself is under evolution. We have participated in the interactions with the ministry on the development of this model and hope that the industry's feedback will be taken into consideration when finalizing the final model. If those are taken into consideration, we will definitely explore this opportunity. Having said that, I would also want to say that for a long time there has been very low awarding at NHAI level, and hence I see a lot of competitive intensity initially. So I will definitely wait for the time that will allow me to get my risk and reward equation balanced, which is critical for my business. I hope I've answered the question.
I truly appreciate that, sir. Sir, if you could give us a sense of how the prospect order pipeline looks like across each segment. Something like the Maharashtra MSRDC space, or maybe the water space. There were some comments about 200 billion Michigan Engineers is looking at. Some bit on waterfront, if you could help us. Those will be really helpful, sir. The prospect numbers, if that will be really helpful.
For the MSRDC projects, are the 26 packages for which the pre-qualification was open. We have pre-qualified for 17 of them, so approximately we will qualify for about 36,000 crores worth of work in the MSRDC projects. Now, if we were to look at the water segment, we have already put in a bid for Bandung, which is a large value bid up in the ranges of 4 to 5,000 crores. And we see similar opportunities building up in other states. In terms of the opportunity metrics that we are talking about, of 20,000 crores in West Bend, Michigan, those are primarily in the other spaces than where we operate as Wellspun Enterprises. These are primarily into the tunneling spaces and water, water infrastructure improvement spaces. So those are the primary opportunities that we are looking at Wellspun Michigan. I'm sure Mr. Soren Patel can add something towards what this 20,000 crores order is made up of.
So Sandeep, fundamentally 20,000 crores is sustained with a large contribution from the projected water and sewer tunnels that clients and municipalities all over India are planning to build to augment their current existing facilities as their populations see a dramatic spike, in how the people are moving to the cities. A lot of this then goes downstream to the rehabilitation of existing infrastructure that they've got, which has not been maintained well and needs to be rehabilitated to provide another 3 to 5 decades of fresh life. Coupled with that, the pumping stations that they would have to build to make sure that the grey water that they are augmenting is treated before it's released into whatever final discharge point they have. So all in all, it's the water space for us that looks to be the most exciting area of execution, and we will be maintaining a strong watch eye on where these jobs come out and be bidding them quite aggressively.
I appreciate those comments, sir. To the sky part, you maintain that in FY25 will be a good year, but can we have a color of from the existing order backlog will be 3 billion a month trajectory?
Unfortunately, because of the, as I addressed in my opening statement, because of certain things which are the extended monsoons, the non-availability of pond ash, and some work fronts being held by the client because of the ROW issues. Certain work fronts that we believe we will be able to unlock during the first 9 months have not got unlocked, and the COS of Antasya Maria has also held us back. So, as you know, these road projects, unfortunately, you need to prepare the lower levels before you can hit the higher value top layers. We have not been able to prepare. So I do not think that this year we will be able to hit the run rate of the 300 crores per month. I expect the FY24 to close somewhere close to the FY23 numbers on the revenue side. However, happy to share that on a standalone basis, on a consolidated basis, I do expect the numbers to be close to 3,000 crores. Whilst I am happy to share that the EBITDA numbers will be possibly much higher than what was anticipated at the start of the year, and we should not only meet but exceed the expectations of the investors in terms of EBITDA despite the lower revenue. So I hope I've answered the question.
My question was more on FY25, sir.
I'm losing you in between, Rohit. I'm losing you in between.
My question was on FY25, friend.
FY25, I'm reasonably sure that on the base of FY24, which is the close to the numbers of the FY23 in standalone and about 3,000 in the consolidated basis, we will be able to have an increment of 15 to 20% in FY25.
Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you. All
thank you.
Thank you. Participants may please press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, in your opening remark, you have alluded that we will be receiving 6,000 crore order in this current financial year. So, sir, how confident are you, you know, just that we will be bagging order in next basically 60 days?
Reasonably confident. So,
okay.
We expect a couple of bids to which we have bidded to open in next 10 to 15 days. So we are reasonably hopeful that we will still bag these orders before the end of FY24.
So basically, sir, this includes both road and water orders, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay. And sir, one question on the oil and gas blocks, Mumbai Offshore 2005. So when will we start recognizing revenue from this block?
So earliest, see, we are right now in the stage of designing the whole thing and submitting the, as you know, to the statutory body, our plans. If the plans as we are proposing get approved, we expect the production to be in H2 of FY26. That's the earliest it is possible. And depending upon when the approval comes in, it may slightly get delayed as well. So that's the earliest, shortest time frame for production will be.
Okay. So one follow-up on this. So basically, as per you, what will be better for the shareholders of Welspun and Welspun Enterprises to basically wait for, you know, revenue recognition till FY26 or to just monetize these assets?
So this dilemma is always there for asset-like model like company like ours.
Yeah.
And we generally believe that we have the balance sheet strength, and we believe that if we were to create the, as we sell our road assets after completion, if we do the extraction of the gas and the fluids before we sell it, we will create, that will be value accretive for our shareholders. So it's our belief and our considered opinion that once we complete and de-risk the buyer from risks of the acreage, the reserve and the quality of reserve, the valuations will be far better than if we simply sell on the reserves estimate of a third party. So given that we would want to create value for our stakeholders and not sell their assets cheap, we would want to develop this asset and realize the real value that we should.
Yes, sir. Fair enough, sir. So one question on the financial P&L. So we have reported 18 crore of loss from discontinued operation. So can you please, you know, explain from this 18 crore pertains to?
I think I'll ask Mr. Lalit Jain to take this question. Lalit, if you can answer this.
Basically, we have sold our one project, Welspun Infra Facility Private Limited, MCP project, in which major maintenance provision has been provided for around 36 crore, and we have a holding 51%. So this is basically notional loss. We will, once we will solve remaining equity, it will be come back to us. So there is no any cash loss in this.
So this will be one time, right?
So this is notional. It will come again because...
Notional, okay.
But it will be, it is notional loss. This is not cash loss.
Okay, okay.
So this is just because we still are holding for sale the 51% equity of MCP. The decisions of the future buyer or the current holder of 49% equity put a notional notional losses and gains to us, which are not really impacting our cash flows or overall profitability of the company.
Okay, sir. That's all, sir. Lastly, I want to just congratulate Michigan team, you know, to participate in the Uttarkashi rescue operation. I just want to congratulate and thanks.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it on behalf of the team.
And we as Welspun are always there for the country. So I think Michigan is adding a few steps to that in that direction. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, on the execution, now I agree that there are project-specific, reasons why we could not achieve the execution. But I don't think there is any infra company in India this time which have reported lower revenues in this 9 months compared to last year. So are we making some mistakes in terms of the project selection when it seems like every project of us is facing some or the other bottlenecks when it comes to execution? And this is significantly below the guided run rate also. So, as a whole, something is definitely gone wrong when it comes to our execution, sir.
So, very happy to take this question. It's a very honest question and which I will try and give the answer as with all honesty as we can. Transparency is what we believe will be the best tool. So, if you will look at most of our peers, they have multiple projects of smaller and larger values which are parallelly chugging along. So what happens in their cases is that even if two, three projects are slightly not making progresses because of unintended or unforeseen situations, the challenges at the revenue level are much lesser than ours. In our case, we have large value contracts and a fewer contracts because we generally believe that the model that we have selected is more amenable to larger contracts than to smaller contracts. The smaller contracts, there is a lot of competitive environment and we cannot get projects at the margins that we need to maintain the profitable growth for which we are absolutely committed of towards our investors. So the choices that we are left with are very, very limited, either to take the high value complex projects and create value for you guys in terms of for all our investors and everybody in terms of having higher EBITDA in the industry and converting it into higher PBT by using the right model, or else go into a very highly competitive environment and have multiple projects which will allow us a more stability at the revenue level. Now, as we will grow into this business and we will have multiple offerings in water as well as transportation sections, the reason we moved away from the word road to transportation is to address these vagaries that you are right now alluding to. Our intent is very clear that we will want to have orders in space which can allow us to get the returns that we are targeting with the risks not being very high. Now, there can be some up and down on the revenue side, but our EBITDAs and our PBTs and our PAT will remain, at least at the PBT and PAT level, better than most of the players in the industry. So I think these are challenges that any company of our on our business model will have, and it will only get solved by us getting into diversified areas and into multiple geographies so that if a couple of projects do have these challenges, the revenue is not so impacted going forward. I hope I've answered the question to your satisfaction.
Yeah, sir. I mean, my only feedback is that we, you know, it is one thing to, you know, fight it out and eventually get, you know, what one has bidded for in a fair manner. But the time value that an organization spends and, you know, doesn't get any execution during that time is also lost in a way. So I guess maybe there are some ways in which we can improve that. And
I'm sure we are working, as I addressed also in my opening remarks, to the teams at Welspun are working to you know, debottleneck and improve this execution rate. But you must appreciate a point that my CFO and myself tried to drive in. Despite the lower revenue, we are EBITDAs have more than compensated for any loss of profit for our investors. So practically, if you look at it, what it means to you is, from the same contracts, over the period of its execution, we are going to turn in much more profit for you by doing what we are trying to do, rather than, you know, go in with a faster pace of execution and erode the profit margins. So these are the difficult decisions we have got to make on a day-to-day basis. As I said, that I have taken a decision to account for the SNRP project, that government is not in a position to give the pond ash, which they were obliged under the well-stated policy. I have gone ahead and took a decision that we will complete the project by soil rather than pond ash, absorb that cost and still maintain a very high profitability, because that's the way the bid was put in. And we have put in a claim on NHAI, which is a large value claim, but not accounted for. So we are practically doing a very conservative accounting and maintaining a reasonably high level of profitability, so that our investors and stakeholders get the return on the investment that they've made on us.
Understood, sir. And that brings me to my second question, basically. So even last quarter, you know, which was less than 3 months back, we were talking about 10 to 11% EBITDA margin. Now, this 9 months, we have achieved 14%. This quarter, we have achieved 17%. Even if I look at the internals, you know, your gross profit has increased from 19 to 30%. Employee expense has also increased from 5 to 7%. Other expenses have gone up from 6% to 9%. So, you know, there are a lot of changes which has come into the P&L, and it's very difficult to understand what is a, you know, normalized sort of levels for all these, you know, P&L items. So it would be helpful if you can just walk through that, you know, what where are we proposing to reach with all these rapid changes in just 9 months, and even from last call to now, you know, from 10 to 12% EBITDA margin guidance to achieving 14% in 9 months. So where should we, how should we pencil it and look at all of this?
So although I would encourage you to have a one-on-one conversation with our CFO and our investor team to get into the specific details, but at a macro level, I would want to answer this question in these words. Number one, that our guidance for the EBITDA margins on our long-term or medium to long-term remains at about 13 to 14%. This year is a bit, you know, exceptional, because certain contracts which were closer to completion, we could reverse certain costs because of better settlements, and hence report better profit margins. We have settled certain claims as well. The second thing that I would want to address this with is that in terms of our projects execution, we are very conservative. We account for all the costs and risks and contingencies for initial phase of a project. As soon as they are, our cost to completion becomes more apparent and we are able to release our profitability in terms of from the contingencies and the risks that we have provided for, on most of our projects, we see gradual increase of profits. So that's the way the conservative accounting works for us. So this slight variations in profit level, profit levels of the project will be determined how, in what phase of execution those projects are. In terms of the cost of manpower vis-a-vis the last quarter to this quarter, I think that we have a variable pay concept. And last quarter, because the complete variable pay was not, people were not entitled to complete variable pay, there was a reduction in the cost. So there is no substantive increase in the cost. So I don't think there is any substantive increase in the manpower cost. So we have a stabilized working on the manpower cost per se, and my team would be very happy to take you through the normalized numbers that can happen, that you can take for on a regular basis, that that's what you would expect on an annualized basis, quarter on quarter notwithstanding.
Sir, and last question is on FY25 revenue guidance. So I think my earlier we were thinking that we should be able to do 3600 crore, and that was I think excluding Michigan itself. Now we are talking about 2700 crore odd in this year. So next year in FY25, are we only thinking about 3200, 3300 excluding Michigan, or is
I would want to, as you said, we have met with some unforeseen circumstances, and I would want to give a guidance only of 15% to 20% increase on the numbers of FY24, which are closer to FY23 numbers on a standalone basis. The attempt would be to improve upon them, but I don't think we will want to commit to them right now.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Shah from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi. We saw at a group level that the hydrogen, the green hydrogen business that we were earlier exploring, Wellspun Enterprises not going ahead with that, considering that it is highly capital intensive, but it is still going at a group level. So I just wanted to understand, are there any synergies of building the plant or any orders coming in from this project at a group level? One. Also, what I wanted to know was, since we have dropped this green hydrogen project, are we still looking for... Yes.
I lost you in between after... That we have decided as Wellspun Enterprise to stay away from green hydrogen, and I lost you. Can you complete that question?
Sure. Yeah. So also, what I wanted to understand was, apart from the green hydrogen thing. Okay. So my question was, do we have any synergies at a group level, wherein the green hydrogen is still getting built by the Wellspun Group itself? So from an infrastructure side. Any infrastructure opportunities, orders arising out of that, if at all we have any expertise there in building of any such project, one. And apart from the clean hydrogen thing, are we looking at any other renewables area as well, you know?
So I can answer the question to the extent that I know. The right person to answer these questions will be Mr. Kapil Maheshwari, who's heading the green hydrogen or new energy business. However, as a principle, the group does not believe in, you know, cross contracting from one vertical or one company to another, and we operate on a pure hands away kind of a business. So anything that we will get, even if it's from a group company, will be on its own merit. I don't foresee anything happening. We keep our interactions within the group as a related party transactions to the least possible levels. So that's what I would want to let you know, and that's the principle on which the whole group operates.
And sir, if you can highlight if any other area of renewables are we still looking, or that's a completely closed thing now?
As Wellspun Enterprises, we are not looking at any green or otherwise renewable energy space. I am sure Mr. Kapil Maheshwari is definitely looking at the complete spectrum, and I would encourage that through the IR team, you interact with them and see where they are taking this business and see if there's an opportunity for you to, you know, contribute to their success.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Javeri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. So thank you so much for taking my question. So most of my questions have been answered. So just a few questions. So as you said that we faced some block, you know, that we could not complete in Q3. So could we quantify that? How much would that be, and would that all come in Q4, or would it, you know, spill over to FY25?
So we don't believe that because we have the lower level, you know, layers of roads, etc., were not ready, and similarly on Dharavi, the soil did not behave the way it was expected because of the soil testing, and we had to go for shoring. So those lost times, will we be able to recover that revenue in Q4? Looks highly unlikely, and that is why I have lowered down the guidance. That revenue has gone nowhere, but it will get recognized in in the FY25. However, we have become conservative in giving the guidance, and we will want to stay with the guidance that we are going to see an increase of 15% to 20% on FY24 actual revenue in FY25. I hope I've answered the question.
No, that's fair enough, sir. And so what you are speaking in terms of FY25 guidance was on standalone basis, right? So how would we guide for Michigan? Would that be on the same level?
So Michigan, we expect the revenues to be in the ranges for the next FY25 to be in the ranges of about 500 crores as compared to about 375, 380 crores this year.
Oh, perfect. And Michigan has similar type of margins as our current business?
And their EBITDA margins are at the level of about 21 to 24%, and their PAT is around
15%. Oh, perfect. That's great to hear, sir. And so just one last question, sir. With all that's happening right now, maybe something related to elections, do we see any kind of risk that, you know, like the order flow might be reducing or something? Or how, any kind of overall risk that you see in the company currently that, you know, macro or micro, whatever you could, you know, see?
So the way I look at the business right now, that during the phase of election, which is going to be two and a half months, the awarding will get slow. But given that we still have at least 2 months ahead of us, I don't see that my FY24 target of booking about 6,000 crores is at risk until the clients delay to a large extent what their forecasts are. I see practically very low risk on that. Having said that, during the election phase, obviously the awarding will get stopped. However, in the FY25, it will pick up and it will more than cover for the backlog that has been created, because the infrastructure push by the government remains unchanged even during this interim budget. If you see, the allocations have gone through by almost an 11% increase.
Oh, perfect, sir. Thank you so much for answering all the questions. All the best.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yug Mehta from AP Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Sir, last quarter, you mentioned some projects from MSRDC and water treatment projects in Bhandup. Is there any progress on those bids?
So in terms of Bhandup, we have already bid it. The project is now close to the commercial bid opening. Hopefully, in next 10-15 days, that should open. So we are very hopeful about it. In terms of the MSRDC projects, we have qualified for all 17 out of the 26 projects. We stand pre-qualified, and we will be bidding. The bid is due on 1st of March. Hopefully, it will get awarded before the end of FY24, all going well.
Okay, sir. Sir, we have about 930 crore of cash available. Can you provide some detail how we are planning to deploy those cash?
So we do have a commitment of about 200 crore balance in the ongoing projects, 230 crore, and the balance capital towards the equity requirements on the projects in hand. The balance capital allocation is a decision of the board, which they will decide for FY24. And once it is known as to where they would want us to allocate the capital, we will share with all of you in a transparent manner.
Okay, sir. So lastly, sir, margins that we have booked on projects, is there any risk of reversal?
Lalit, would you want to take it?
No. There is no any reversal because we are doing the conservative accounting. There is no any question of reversal in the future.
So just to add to what Lalit has said, we are very conservative in accounting for our profits. We don't account unless we are reasonably sure that there is no need for any reversal. So we don't foresee any reversal.
Perfect. Sir, thank you. That's all from us.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sandeep Garg for closing comments.
Thank you. I want to thank all participants for joining us despite our having to reschedule on this call today. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. We remain committed to creating value for our stakeholders, and our focus is on delivering improved return on equity and return on capital employed. I look forward to speaking to you once again in the near future. Meanwhile, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team, Siddharth, Salil, or SGA, our IR agency, for any questions or feedback. Thank you, and prosperous 2024 for all of you. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Welspun Enterprises Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.